urgent debate on the human rights situation for women and girls in Afghanistan. We've always reiterated the call to dialogue and understanding in the country in favour of political stability and protection of the human rights of the population, in particular of women and girls and other vulnerable groups. We must be consistent and categorically condemn any act that would see the undermining of the human rights of those vulnerable groups, and to denounce firmly any criminal action prejudicial to the life, health, physical integrity and well-being of the Afghan people, including women and girls. We condemn the critical humanitarian situation in Afghanistan, a reflection of the failed militarist policy of the United States, which, after its brutal military occupation, left the country in chaos and uncertainty, with crimes against humanity costing the lives of more than 241,000 people, and more, including more than 7,000 children just between 2010 and 20. On the 22nd of June, the country suffered the most deadly earthquake in 20 years, with over 1,150 people dead, including 155 children, more than 500 people injured. More than 750 families were left without a home. That tragedy is coupled with the intense rains that caused terrible flooding and the intense cold that hits the country at this time of year. According to UNHCR, more than half the population, 24 million Afghans, require urgent humanitarian assistance. The USG for Humanitarian Affairs, Martin Griffiths, said that there were serious problems with food insecurity, including 6.6 million people at levels of emergency, which is the highest figure for any country in the world. They don't have resources. But their hypocrisy and temerity knowing no bounds, the Western countries maintain illegal unilateral coercive measures against Afghanistan. The US has pillaged $7 billion of their international reserves, and they've blocked access to the IMF and the World Bank. We demand the immediate elimination of those illegal measures. As a peace-loving country committed to international cooperation and solidarity, we urge for a peaceful, lasting solution in Afghanistan, respecting its sovereignty and non-interference in internal affairs, strictly abiding by the UN Charter. I thank you very much, Mr.